This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome Senator Rand Paul to the show in the Morning Extra. Thank you so much, Senator Paul, for coming on. I wanted to start with something your colleague said yesterday. We had Rick Scott on, and he said, you know what the Democrats are for, and it isn't that way with the Republican Party. And I agree with him by and large, with the exception of you. I always know that you're fighting for the Constitution, individual liberty, and the freedoms that make America great. That's what you stand for, and that's the thing that I love about you most. When I feel like I can't trust the Republicans, you always save the day for me.
Well, you know, I say all the time, and this is absolutely the truth, that if you're in Washington and you show concern for the debt and you ask around, you know, what are the opinions of the different parties, there's not one Democrat up there who cares about the debt. They believe money's free and can be spent freely without consequences, and that's why we're in this inflationary problem now. But the Republicans sometimes aren't much better. The Republicans, to a person, will tell you they're concerned with the debt. When they come home to Rotary or Kiwanis, they'll tell you how, oh, those Democrats are spending all the money. But during the pandemic, really, both parties were guilty of it. They allowed the lockdowns to continue. They spent trillions of dollars. And really, both parties deserve some blame here. So among the Republicans, they'll all say they care about the debt. But really, there's a handful. In the Senate, there's between 5 and 10 most of the time who are concerned about the debt. On a good day, maybe 15. But the majority of the caucus actually goes along to get along, and spending is really what they're up there for.
Dr. Rand Paul joining us here on the Morning Extra. And one of the things that I, first of all, thank you so much for coming on the show, because we're all very excited to have you on the show. And especially for one reason, Carlos and I have been talking about COVID. We've been talking about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We've been talking about Dr. Xi, the bat doctor. We've been talking about it for a long time. We were blocked on social media. And for you to get out there and head this probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci has been so enlightening. And we were actually talking about when we take over Congress, should we launch some of these investigations? And we're saying, yeah, there are important ones, because we have the evidence that they were lying to us the entire time.
Yeah, and it's already underway. I've met with Jamie Comer and with Jim Jordan over in the House. They're going to have the power to subpoena, and they've got dozens and dozens of letters they've already sent. They're going to be going after this. They're going to be deposing witnesses under oath. I'm trying to convince the Democrats in the Senate side, since they'll still be in charge, that we'd like to do a bipartisan investigation as well. But the bottom line is, we need to get to the bottom of this. You know, 1 million people died in our country, maybe 6 to 10 million died worldwide, and there's not been one hearing, one investigative hearing as to the origins of this. And the more you read of this, the more scientists you encounter of this, there's a great deal of scientific evidence. In fact, the preponderance of the evidence says this came from the lab. You know, they looked at 80,000 animals from the wet market. None of them had COVID. They looked at the blood from people who handled the animals. None of them had antibodies to COVID. They looked at people who'd been sick with pneumonia in the previous year. And if this were jumping from animals, it jumps gradually, and there'd be some people with antibodies to COVID. They didn't find any antibodies to COVID in people who had pneumonia in the previous year. So everything is pointing towards this coming from a lab. And the reason we have to investigate this is, it could happen again, and it could be much worse. They're monkeying around and creating super viruses from viruses that already have 30, 40, 50% mortality. We had one scientist come in who's at MIT. I don't know his political persuasion, but he said basically we are risking sort of civilization as we know it, that they could create a virus that escapes accidentally and half the world could die. Can you imagine? This current virus was 0.3% in the end, about three times worse than the typical virus. It was bad. Three times worse, though. Can you imagine if it were 30 or 40%? Then we're talking about smallpox.
Senator Rand Paul joins us on the Morning Extra. And I want to follow up with that because I'm at the age now. I spent 20 years in sports talk radio. I've recently, in the last 6 months, come over to political. And I listened to a lot of my friends who've spent now 20, 25 years in the medical industry. And so many of them on the sports side, as I'm working over there, would call me up. We'd talk about this. And they'd say, listen, we've done the research. We've never seen a cleavage site on a virus that has this. It looks man-made. And so I was never going to any weird websites or anything else. I was listening to medical professionals. When you start to understand this gain-of-function research that's happening around the world and it threatens the world, I think that's why we have to find out, did we have a piece of spending our own taxpayer dollars on this, whether through grants or through sub-grants?
Well, see, and here's the strange thing about this. There's a guy named David Baltimore. He's been a famous researcher, Nobel laureate in the 70s from Caltech. He's a virologist. He looked at this and said, you know, this is very unusual. So did a lot of other esteemed virologists and said, wow, the sequence of this just doesn't look like something that would come from nature. It looks like it has been constructed or manipulated in the lab. Well, the scientists that work with Fauci also all thought that until about 3 days later. They have a meeting with him in early February, February 1st, 2020. And so what comes out of this is you've got this so-called scientist, Christian Anderson, writing emails to people saying that these are fringe theories and conspiracy theorists. Meanwhile, the person he's talking about is one of them's a Nobel laureate. So, but he's calling it, you know, when you have a scientist calling something fringe theories and conspiracy theorists, that's not something I've ever seen in a scientific journal before. That is the argumentation of a CNN or an MSNBC. That's not scientific argumentation. But it's going to boomerang on them because many of these esteemed scientists are furious privately. And the reason they haven't been more public is Fauci controls all of the money. The money's controlled by one man for four decades. And now he's got a whole set of apparatchiks underneath him that control the money. So people are petrified. This is their entire livelihood, their salary, their research, their hopes and dreams are all wound up in government money. But this isn't the first time the scientific consensus has done something like this. You know, the lead model for this was climate change. All of that's funded for by government, so only one opinion is allowed. And now that's the conformity they're forcing on us in COVID, and it's very, very dangerous.
Rand Paul on the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3, Tug, Rhino, Front Office, Lowe's, and Flounder. And to that point, Dr. Paul, can the Democrats even work in a bipartisan manner with the Republicans to do an investigation thoroughly and get it done completely without that crazy input that is not real?
The one thing we might have going for us is now that the Republicans are going to do this in the House, the Senate Democrats may say, we fought this for years, we weren't going to investigate it, but now since Republicans are doing it, maybe we'll do a bipartisan one that we'll actually get to lead. But this is where it makes a difference if we're a 50-50 Senate, and that's why I'm supporting Herschel Walker, is that it gives me more power. It'll give me more power in the investigation, me more power in the Senate. And, you know, it's what I say to people who choose to vote Libertarian. Look, my dad was a Libertarian candidate one time. I've gotten signatures for the Libertarian candidate to be on the ballot when I was a kid, and it was my dad. So I understand the frustration with the two parties. But now there's down to two choices. The question is, you know, if you want to choose somebody that will actually help me, and I am the most Libertarian in the Senate, if Libertarians in Georgia want to help me, they ought to go vote for Herschel Walker, because that is that's the closest thing you can do to voting for me.
Dr. Rand Paul joining us here on the Morning Extra. Yeah, the first time I voted Libertarian actually was for your father. Just thought it was a great platform at that point, and I loved him. The Herschel Walker thing is very important right now, and we know that this is a six-year seat, number one. How we're looking towards 2024 as well. We get six more seats. That would really set us up for a good position going into 2028 and continue to be able to hold on to those seats in the Senate. But it's also about committees. It's also about being able to not have to worry about Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and other senators. It's so important right now to get out and vote for the Republican Party.
Yeah, if Herschel Walker wins, the committees will all have equal numbers. The Democrats will still control the committees, but they'll be equal numbers. And so they do have to work with us to get certain things out. And there is more cooperation in a 50-50 Senate than there is in a 51-49. You're right. As you move forward to 2024, if it's 50-50, it's easier to try to get to 51 from 50 than it is from 49. So it does make our job easier. But the bottom line is, You know, I have been all over this. I've been all over trying to get, have Fauci admit the truth and make sure that there is culpability for their funding of this dangerous research. And the only way I can have that power is to have, more assistance, to have more Republicans. And so I think libertarians, sometimes they say, well, is so-and-so a libertarian? I'm not making that argument. All I'm making is the argument is that I am very libertarian, and that if you want to help me, if people in Georgia that are libertarian or libertarian-leaning want to help me, the only way they can do it is really to try to send Herschel Walker up, because that gives me more power in the Senate.
I'm very thankful for that message as Senator Rand Paul joins us here on the Morning Extra, because when we look at the voting, what it came right down to within this state, 49% for Herschel Walker, 49% for Warnock, and yet the Libertarians made about 2.8. That was more than enough to swing that vote for Herschel Walker. As much as we are concerned with turning out Republicans, the Libertarians in this state can make the difference in this election.
Well, there's also conservatives who aren't even really say that don't even really use the label libertarian, who are frustrated with both parties. I'm one of them. I mean, both parties spend money like there's no tomorrow up there, and it's easy just to say, does it make a difference anymore? The last Georgia runoff, you had both candidates supporting Donald Trump's call for $2,500 checks for everybody. And I said, well, it doesn't make much sense to call Raphael Warnock a socialist and be for giving everybody $2,500 checks. People who are discerning are going to say, well, what's the difference between socialism and giving out $2,500 checks? So we have to be who we are, and we have to actually be for limited government, and we have to be people who actually are concerned and will cut spending. And so that's the thing is people know that I am that person. And like I say, in Georgia, they don't get to vote for me, but they can in this election help me to have more power to investigate Fauci, but also have more power within the caucus to be able to say, come on, we have to be honest with people and say we don't have this money to be spending. Every last dollar we're borrowing from China to send, overseas. It's just a crazy sort of scheme.
Dr. Rand Paul joining us on the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. There are other things that stand out to me as well, and that is the American populations. Their loss of trust in agencies like the CDC and like the FBI. And I know you're challenging all of that stuff, but I don't know that we're going to get back to trust in those agencies for a very long time. Is there a way to speed that up? Is there a way to help Americans feel better about it?
Amazing. They come before our committees and they say there's vaccine hesitancy and we're here to dispel vaccine hesitancy. Well, you don't dispel hesitancy by lying to us about the vaccine. Frankly, the honest truth is this. If you are over a certain age and probably over 65, the disease of COVID, particularly when it started in 2020, was much more dangerous, I think, than any possible side effects from the vaccine. But if you're under 18, I think the opposite is true. Really under 30, the consequences of the vaccine, particularly for young males, I think the risks of the vaccine are greater than the risk of the disease. Almost nobody died under 18. Death rate was about 1 in 2 million. In fact, if you're worried and want your child to be in a mask and vaccinated 14 times, you might as well put a helmet on them with a lightning rod, because they're more likely to be struck by lightning than they are to die from COVID. But that's the thing here, is there is an honest truth, and we don't get honesty from the government. We want to know, and I want to know, what does it mean to have been infected? They finally released a study of 1 million people in New York and California. Turns out that if you haven't been vaccinated but you've been infected, your protection was 57 times greater than somebody who wasn't infected. This was 2.5 times better than the vaccine. But it's not an argument against the vaccine. It's just an argument for what do you tell people who have already gotten the infection and survived. 80% of our kids have gotten it. So now the CDC is wanting to put it on the schedule of mandated drugs, and this is going to happen in several states. They're going to mandate COVID vaccination, and yet 80% of the kids have already had it, and the death rate's 1 in 2 million. And parents are smart enough. Parents aren't taking this vaccine for their kids, and they should be allowed to make this decision. But this is a problem with government, is how do you believe them when all of the studies seem to be skewed and already have the conclusion of what they want you to do, and that's basically submit to the state, do as you're told, and don't worry your pretty little head about the facts.
Senator Rand Paul joining us here. Senator, but how do you get around that? Because we talked about it a little bit this morning with the way CBS News all of a sudden comes out and says, yeah, the Hunter Biden laptop is real. So eventually they're going to have to come. And when we talk about people like Peter Daszak of Echo Health Alliance and the NIH and the way gain of function works, we even bring up what about the bio labs that we've heard about in Ukraine? And let's talk about all the issues. Let's get everything out there and bring it to the forefront. But the left, they will continue to be blind to this because they know that it's dangerous, to that they will be caught lying throughout all these things.
Well, even more important than labs overseas are the labs in Galveston and North Carolina that are doing this type of research. This debate went on, has been going on for a decade. So back in about 2008, 2009, a guy named Ron Fauci discovered that he could take the bird flu and he could aerosolize it and add sites to it to make it much more contagious in humans. And it was discussed at that time, and people were greatly alarmed. And there were scientists, good scientists on both sides of this. Turns out Fauci was on the side of doing that research, saying the knowledge would be worth it even if we got a pandemic. There's a horrific quote basically saying, even if a scientist gets infected and it leaks out, the knowledge is worthwhile. But there's a whole group of scientists now looking at this and saying, you know what, it looks like not much knowledge has come from this kind of research, and the danger of leaking a virus that doesn't exist in nature has never been seen before, for man has no immunity, and that leaking into nature is much greater than the knowledge that has come from this. And this is a real discussion we have to have. I had three scientists finally come in. The Democrats let me have one hearing in a subcommittee. They boycotted my hearing, but they let me have the hearing. But all three of these scientists, who have hundreds of peer review papers between them, came to the conclusion that this type of research should be treated like nuclear weapons. It should be treated like centrifuges. So, you know, if you live in Macon, Georgia, you're not allowed to send centrifuges to Iran. We have laws against it. Maybe DNA technology, synthesizers, mice with human lungs shouldn't be sent to totalitarian states. Maybe there should be controls on this kind of research apart from the people who are funding it. The problem is now the people controlling and saying, oh, we'll have quality control and we'll assess this for danger. The people doing that are the ones who receive the money and their buddies who are receiving money also. So it's all incestuous and full of conflict of interest.
Goodness gracious. We could talk to you all day, Dr. Paul. Thank you so much for joining us here in Atlanta on the Morning Extra. We appreciate it and wish you nothing but the best of luck and working hard on our behalf. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.